The gospel reading is found in Mark chapter 12, beginning at verse 38. As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the house, in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned, the stewardship season is upon us. It goes well with the season of Thanksgiving. Pledge cards are being sent out inviting us to make a financial commitment to the church for the coming year. Next Sunday at our annual meeting, we'll be looking at our church budget for the new year, and we'll see how much the church depends upon our pledges and our offerings to pay our bills, to keep the church doors open, and to accomplish our mission here. And of course, the stewardship committee expects the preacher to do his part to encourage the congregation to give generously. So it seems fortuitous that the lectionary today gives me some text to work with for a stewardship sermon. We heard the two stories of the two widows who were more than generous. They have long served as poster children of sacrificial giving. Although both were destitute and didn't even have enough for themselves to live on, yet they were willing to give all they had. Thank God we don't live in such poverty, but their example should stir us to consider what our giving to the church might be, that it should be more than a token offering. In the story from 1 Kings, it was a time of drought and famine in the land of Israel. God was greatly displeased with evil King Ahab, and so God withholds rain. Even God's prophet Elijah suffers for lack of food. But God sends Elijah to this unlikely provider of food, a widow, who with her son is down to eating their last meal. But because of her generous spirit and trust that God will provide, she gives Elijah the little she has. And God blesses her with an unfailing supply of meal and oil for bread for the duration of the famine. She was willing to give all she had. So also in our gospel reading, there is a poor widow who shows an amazing spirit of generosity and trust in God. Jesus observes the worshipers putting their money into the temple offering box. Stewardship methods back then were not so much different from the methods that we use today. We usually pass the offering plate, but the purpose of the collection was much the same: to underwrite the cost of maintaining the religious institution. The temple stewardship committee probably had its eye especially on the rich, who had large sums of money to give. Someone with giving just a few pennies would hardly make any difference in reaching the temple budget goal. But Jesus took notice of this poor widow who dropped in two small coins. He said, the truth is that this poor widow gave more than all the others put together. All the others gave what they had left over after securing for themselves a comfortable lifestyle. But she put in everything she had, all that she had to live on. Now for us today, this widow becomes a kind of ideal example for Christian giving and generosity. Not that we will ever achieve her high level of giving everything, but does not her example challenge us to be a little bit more generous, to give more than just a token offering, to give sacrificially? Now, you might be thinking that the title of today's sermon is rather odd, when generous giving becomes disgraceful. What is there not to like about being generous? Now, all my life, I've heard this story of the poor widow dropping her two coins in the temple offering box as an extraordinary example of good stewardship. She is our role model, someone we should imitate. She gave everything. And hence we imagine that when Jesus spoke as he did in verses 43 and 44, the tone of his voice was one of admiration and appreciation. This poor widow has put in more than anyone else. She gave this sacrificial offering out of her poverty. She gave everything she had. What a wonderful example of giving. And although he didn't say it in so many words, it was like Jesus was telling his disciples to go and do likewise. But I have come to realize that this angle on the story may very well be all wrong. Now, even though I am about to suggest a revision of how we might understand the story, I'm not suggesting that we take anything away from this widow's extraordinary, generous, and sacrificial offering. But I don't think that her sacrificial giving was the only thing that caught Jesus' attention. I think that Jesus was possibly rather upset by what he saw. We need to look at who else is in the story, looking back to verses 35 through 40. Jesus is in a confrontation with the scribes. Now, they were what we might call the clergy in charge of the temple. It was very clear that their purpose was to maintain the temple and preserve the religious institution. In their view, the Messiah, the Christ, would come to restore the nation as it was in the glory days of King David. This great, great, great grandson of David would show up and lead a popular uprising against Rome and successfully establish a new kingdom of Israel and preserve the temple and make things great. But by reminding the crowds of the divine nature of the true Messiah, Jesus was hinting that things might not turn out the way they thought. God's Messiah had other plans than simply restoring the nation of Israel. God, it seems, might just start all over, to turn the whole world upside down and create something brand new, a kingdom of God unlike anyone could ever imagine. Now keep in mind that Jesus spoke these words just days before he went to Jerusalem, where he was to be condemned to death and die on a cross. If the Christ were no more than David's human relative to restore an old kingdom, crucifixion would end all hopes of his being a Messiah. But Jesus had come, sent by God, to fix a broken world. Jesus not only attacked the scribes, thinking about the Messiah as a military leader or a great earthly ruler, he also went after their self-serving piety. They walked around in their long robes looking for respect, taking the best seats in the places of honor. All of that was bad enough. But then comes the kicker, which seems to suggest that we need to revise our interpretation of the poor widow's generosity. Jesus says that they, the scribes, devour widows' houses. What was that all about? Biblical scholars aren't exactly clear about what that meant, but it was essentially a system by which the scribes gained property rights to widows' houses. And because Jesus also mentions their reciting of long prayers right after this, it's been suggested that the scribes were essentially selling their ministry services, obligating people to give an offering, to receive their services. And so also widows, who were often destitute, would have to turn over whatever property they had to pay for these religious services. I know this sounds rather unbelievable. However it was done, the scribes were essentially stealing from the poor to maintain their rich lifestyle and to maintain their religious institution, all under the guise of serving God. They were making this already vulnerable widow population feel obligated to give to the temple more than they could ever afford, robbing them of their living. And so what we're suggesting here is that when Jesus sees this poor widow giving away her last two coins as she had pledged, Jesus was not pointing out an example of good stewardship in action, something that we should try to emulate. I believe that the tone of Jesus' voice was not of appreciation and approval. Rather, it was a quivering voice of sadness, criticism, and anger. He was drawing his disciples' attention to the fact that this should not be a widow left with nothing, giving her last pennies to a corrupt religious institution. She was a generous person beyond description, but the temple leaders had manipulated her generosity for their own benefit, so that when Jesus says she put in everything she had, he isn't in the first instance admiring her generosity. He says it with disgust and anger in his voice. This poor widow gave all she had and all that she had to live on. This should never be. Many biblical interpreters suggest that this story, rather than illustrating generous giving, should be heard as a lament. In a sense, Jesus is grieving over the sad state of affairs in the religious community. God would one day bring in a kingdom of justice and righteousness, where all people will be valued and accepted as God's children. But for now, there were tears in his eyes. And so Jesus lifted up this poor widow as an example. Is it an example of generous giving? Or is he denouncing an unholy system that sucks the life out of people? This poor widow gives her last 2 cents to an institution that would soon be destroyed. For in the very next chapter, Jesus declares that the temple will be destroyed. Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down. Now perhaps we don't have to choose one or the other interpretation. Are we not inspired by the generosity of those who give sacrificially, to give beyond their means? And not just in terms of money, I think of veterans who we honor this week who put everything on the line, who gave their all, some gave their whole lives. Are we also not called to change systems and institutions that are unjust? To change policies that benefit the rich and put an undue burden on the poor? I don't want to get into the politics of it, but we all know something about income inequality and putting the tax burden on those who are the least able to pay. If we decide that Jesus is in fact holding up this widow as a model for giving, then I believe that we need to see her 2 pennies as more than just money. She gives her whole life, which is what we are called to do. In so doing, she reveals something about Jesus' life. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem to give his whole life. The widow gave her all to something that was corrupt and condemned. And we might say also that Jesus, too, was about to give all that he had to save a corrupt and broken and condemned world. He gave his life for a world that did not deserve such love. And I think this is a good way to understand stewardship. It is our response to God's grace. We aren't deserving of God's forgiveness, but God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, who gave us his whole life. Everything we do in the Christian life, including what we give in the offering plate, is an overflow of that grace. This grace allows us to take joy in whatever we are able to do in God's kingdom. We use our gifts and give ourselves, not because of some stern external obligation or pressure, or because we're made to feel guilty if we don't put in our fair share, if we don't do our part to meet the church budget. Instead, we are free to be whom God has made us to be, and free to let the Holy Spirit guide our thoughts and decisions. We give not out of guilt, but out of grace. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.